Today is Monday, January 19th, 2020, and this is another Kingdom Perspective, a penetrating question. Last week, I wrote about the need for Christians to develop a biblical worldview so that they are equipped to give a biblical worldview to the next generation. The key point that I made was that you can only give what you possess. One reader posted a comment that was quite profound. As you read this person's comment in its entirety, I believe you will find his questions to be extremely important. He writes, "It's clearly a very serious problem, and our churches and our nations are suffering the consequences of its absence, a biblical worldview, right now. But the larger question, the one that needs to be answered and answered well, is why? Why should we bother teaching a biblical worldview in the first place? Why do we need it? Isn't it enough just to get everyone saved and then wait for our entry into heaven or for the Lord's return, whichever comes first? On the other hand, would it be good enough just to have every Christian adopt the same perspective on life, i.e. worldview, leaving the world around us largely unchanged while we maintain a lukewarm but biblically correct faith? Can a biblical worldview be our highest goal, or should it be an essential part of something even more important? Maybe we need to declare what that something is." As I contemplated the questions in this comment, I realized that having our children and youth develop a biblical worldview cannot be the ultimate end of their education. Developing a biblical worldview must be a means to a greater end. Throughout this week, I have wrestled with why do we need a biblical worldview, and what is the ultimate end that requires us to develop such a belief system? The answers to these questions are not easy ones to grapple with. In fact, they cannot be answered in merely one blog post. In an effort to answer these questions, I was reminded about the importance of understanding one's purpose. Understanding one's purpose gives meaning to life. Therefore, developing a biblical worldview must be an essential component for knowing and fulfilling God's purpose for mankind. It was fascinating to study God's Word and see something that God stresses over and over again when it comes to His purpose for you and me. God created man in His image so that man would know Him. I have been completely enthralled by this truth over the past several months. This past week, I have been studying the account of God bringing the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. I was amazed at the number of times God said that He was going to do something so that someone would, quote-unquote, know that I am the Lord. God does miraculous works for one reason, so that He will be known. J.I. Packer asks a series of questions that all have the same answer. Number one, what were we made for? To know God. Number two, what aim should we have in life? To know God. Number three, what is eternal life that God gives? To know God. Number four, what is the best thing in life? To know God. What in humans gives God most pleasure? Knowledge of Himself. How does one's worldview relate to knowing God? I have shared some basic components of every worldview in other articles. Every worldview is made up of one's beliefs about God, creation, man, knowledge, right and wrong, purpose, and the future. All of these components are important building blocks that form one's worldview. However, the foundational building block of any and every worldview is one's beliefs about God. What one believes and knows about God shapes every other component of one's worldview. Therefore, it is essential that every child develop a biblical worldview because it is the only worldview that will lead them to know the true God. So one part of the answer to why it is essential for Christians to develop a biblical worldview is so that they will know Him. Here are some questions I have asked myself this week. How would you answer them? Number one, do I know God or do I merely know some things about God? Number two, are my beliefs about God in line with how He is revealed in Scripture? And number three, What impact does my knowledge of God have on my everyday life? Knowing God must be our highest goal in life. However, there is more to answering the question, why is it essential for us to develop a biblical worldview? Next week, I will share some other answers I have found to this penetrating question. Be sure to share your thoughts to this question by leaving a comment below.